present Elizabeth Proud and David Buck in The Gold Spinners by David Wade.
Gwion! Gwion! Wake up!
My lord.
I must go into the court. I must deliver judgment.
Oh.
Wake, will you? I said I must...
I am awake. I heard.
The case has gone against the miller. I must pronounce sentence against him. Thomas of Skenfrith has lost his mill.
Oh, and now it's yours.
Blackadders.
As I say, your chancellors, your treasuries, your crowns, yours.
Do not mock me, Gwion.
My lord, I am your fool. What else am I to do? Well, shall I come with you to the court?
Please.
The great Lord Blackadder will not be pleased at all.
It is my court. Gwion, the sentence is severe.
What else did you expect? Blackadder brought the action as a test. His policies depend on winning it.
It is not just.
It is the law. You can be sure of that.
The law. How am I to face this man? How am I to speak the words?
Oh, in the accustomed way. Open your mouth, draw breath, place the tongue so, and slowly breathing out.
Gwion, this is no time. Sometimes you forget that I am king.
I never forget, my lord, but live in hopes that one day you will behave like him.
Come with me. And hold your tongue in court unless I tell you otherwise.
Thomas of Skenfrith. It is our pleasure that the ancient and peaceable state be re-established in our realm, whereby no land be held save of the crown, except by letters patent given under our great seal. You, Thomas Miller, have been unable to produce such letters or to convince this court that title to the land and the immovables thereon is yours by any right but common use. It is then our decree that you hold and always should have held the mill at Skenfrith as our tenant. And on payment of...
No, no!
Thomas, control yourself. May it please your majesty to proceed.
My lord chancellor, how am I supposed to...
Read it, my lord. You have no choice.
Thomas, this is our decree. That Skenfrith mill be held by you of us on payment of a yearly sum of 20 golden crowns.
Of what?
Silence!
My lord, there is one provision more.
Such payment to be retrospective and to date from the commencement of the present tenancy.
That should be 31 years, Miller. A total sum of... you have the calculation, Master Probert.
Yes, my lord. The 620 golden crowns.
God damn and blast it all! What is this, then? A court? Court of justice? Court of highway robbery, more like? Court of...
Miller?
Don't you Miller me, scarecrow.
God!
Restrain him.
Come here, you.
Take your hands off me. Get back. You touch me and I'll break your neck.
Order in the court.
Gwion! Gwion, come back here. Gwion!
You, Thomas, what do you think you are, then? Some sort of landowner, is it? Some sort of human being? We'll soon put that to rights. Ox is what you are. Dumb brute beast. You'll lose your mill and like it, see?
Someone help my fool.
I'm not hurt. Well, Thomas, better strike me than one of them.
My lords, this is outrageous. Guards, arrest...
Let them alone, Lord Chancellor. Thomas, have you anything you wish to say?
Much good it would do me if I had.
My Lord Chancellor, perhaps we could be lenient and have the back rent paid us over several years. Miller, what would you think of that?
Think?
Thomas Miller, kindly answer me.
My Lord, there is no purpose.
Hardly hold them up.
Thomas, do not try the patience of this court. Keep your fairy stories for the winter night.
Fairy stories, eh? You call that a fairy story? Oh, but I've better ones than that. Much better, my lord. For instance, take my daughter, my Elaine. You'll have heard of her, I'm sure, what she can do. You haven't? Well, now, my daughter can spin straw to gold. Straw into gold. So if the harvest's poor and we find ourselves short of the odd ton or two, I buy in half a stack of straw, and before you know where you are, it's all spun to fine gold. 600 crowns. Ha! I've thrown away more than that sweeping up after her.
Miller, the king has demonstrated his concern for your situation. Is this how you answer him?
What I am answering the king is this. If my mill belongs to him, then my daughter can spin straw to gold.
Very well. Master Secretary, your scribes, they have a note of that. The miller claims his daughter can spin straw to gold. They have that down?
Yes, my lord.
Good. Thomas of Skenfrith, you reject the judgment of your lord the king, correct?
Yes.
Quite so. You're an honest man and said it under oath. Thomas, you have also stated that your daughter can spin straw to gold. Likewise, under oath.
Eh? That was never under oath.
Secretary Probert, has Thomas Miller at any time during these proceedings been released from his oath? Oh,
absolutely not, my lord.
Now, see here.
No, Thomas. You shall be the one to see. You spurn our justice. You shall find it stronger than you thought. You shall deliver your daughter to this court, and we will discover whether she can spin straw to gold or not.
Your lordship, I was joking.
Joking, Thomas? Under oath?
Lord Chancellor.
If your majesty will permit.
Oh, pray continue, my lord. Your king spoke only to enjoy the sound of his own voice. He does not expect notice.
Yes, my lord.
Must we proceed like this? The man has lost his case. Is not that enough?
Evidently not, my lord. Now, Thomas, I was saying, we will put this matter to the test.
Sir!
Let's hear no more. Sergeant, take this man away. Ride with him to Skenfrith and make sure he returns at once, bringing his daughter with him.
Come along, you. Move.
May the court now rise, Your Majesty.
The court may rise.
Probert, make arrangements for some straw, will you? Not too much. And a spinning wheel. In the White Tower, I think.
Are you serious, my lord?
Do not doubt it. This man shall have the letter of the law. Now, see, the court is clear.
My lord, I...
Your Majesty, I would be glad of an opportunity to speak with you.
Yes, Lord Chancellor, I too have things to say.
What I wish to say must be in private.
We are in private.
Gwion.
My lord...
Now, Lord Blackadder.
Sir, allow me, I know what you have to say. You still are not persuaded that our treatment at this mill...
I was ashamed.
I did not care for it myself. But, my lord, we have discussed this matter many times, and essentially we are agreed. The source of all unrest lies with the small freeholder. He must be obliterated.
We are agreed on everything, and everything is fixed.
Not everything, my lord.
What do you mean?
We have a serious disagreement, sir, and that is what I have to speak about.
Go on.
I will come to the point. It is the considered view of your counselors, my lord, that the fool Gwion ought to be dismissed.
Have I not already made it plain? I will not.
Your Majesty, the man is idle, impudent, and has no useful function here. I will go further. I hold his presence detrimental to the state.
You mean he spoiled your plans to have me married off? Ha! I was delighted.
The English princess was no Aphrodite, that I grant. But to Ney, when he saw her portrait, it was too much.
I will not dismiss him. He has lived here all his life. Besides, my grandfather, who in your eyes could do no wrong, saw fit to bring him.
No. What?
That Gwion is descended not merely from the bards, but from the kings. Kings, moreover, not of England, not of the Marches, not of Wales, but of all Britain. My lord, you saw him in the court, how he took the miller's blow.
What of it?
Such actions and his reputation recommend him to the commoners. They see in him a champion.
You're joking.
I never joke. The man must go, my lord. I know you love him. It would be less painful if we did not have to make an issue of it. I will leave you now.
You will leave, Lord Chancellor? But will he let you go?
Ah, I see you have been listening. Ah, well.
It is not right, Lord Blackadder. It leads a man to wonder who is master and who the servant. I will leave, you say, and do not even make the proper salutation.
Your Majesty, in the urgency of what I had to say, I momentarily forgot myself. I did not mean to indicate...
I know what you meant, my lord. I also know that I am king and will be treated as such. Now, kneel and take your leave.
The carpet is the place, my lord. It spares old bones.
Have I your permission to withdraw, my lord?
No sooner asked than granted.
What happened?
His lordship has withdrawn to the moat.
What do you mean? What have you done?
Nothing terrible, Lord King. The moat, like the law, is somewhat silted up. He will get wet and very muddy, but no more.
I still don't understand.
It's simple. Just an old device installed by your great-grandfather. You see, here on the throne there is a lever underneath the arm. It operates a catch. The trap door falls. I think I was the only man who knew of its existence. Let me close it up. They must be fetching him out. In the old days, a man seen in the moat was held to be an enemy, and the archers picked him off. Ah, the good old days.
God, how can I save you now?
Little king, how could you have saved me anyway? We'd better say goodbye. I doubt if we shall meet again.
They shall not harm you.
Who will stop them?
You're right. They'll finish you. And what will become of me? Who will take my side now? I shall be left with Blackadder and his everlasting law. But look at me. I'm powerless, trapped. I'll never get free now. What did you say? What are you doing?
Weeping for you.
You're laughing at me.
My lord, you are not funny. You talk of freedom as if it were a heavenly reward. You don't know what it means. You don't want it. You enjoy captivity.
How dare you say that?
Dare? What have I to lose? I'm going. I can't live your life for you anymore.
Have I asked you to?
It's not a matter of asking.
There he is. Take him.
Leave him alone, officer.
My lord, we have your warrant.
Mine?
See, it has your seal. Now, here is the Chancellor, my lord. He knows about it.
Lord Blackadder, by what authority?
Oh! Oh, well, vagabond! Gypsy! Sorcerer! You laugh at government. You hold it in contempt. But you laugh once too often, my friend. Oh, yes. It is not I who have fallen. It is you, and by God, you shall never get up again. Take him away. You know where to put him.
I thought your temper might have cooled, my lord. But not even the waters of the moat.
But you said that, but I...
Well, then, I told them, didn't I? If that were true, then you could spin straw to gold.
But they never believed that.
I don't know what they believed. All I know is the Chancellor will put you to the test.
But it's impossible.
Of course it's impossible. Everyone knows it's impossible. It's a rotten, lousy tricksy to get me on a charge of perjury. Make me an example to the rest. When they get a man for perjury, they cut his tongue out.
Make any sense of it. What happened? What exactly did you say to them? Oh, Father, you didn't lose your temper, did you?
No. Well, yes.
Oh, I warned you. I told you. Take counsel.
Not seriously, mind. Not as bad as I might have if it hadn't been for Guion.
Guion?
The king's fool. He stopped me striking a man at arms.
Oh, Mother of God, no wonder.
We're done for, girl. You see, it isn't just the rent. They say I've got to pay for all the years I've lived here.
Oh, Father, what sort of men are these?
It's all that Chancellor. The king daren't say a word.
But what are we to do?
Nothing we can do. Unless we run for it, out the back way, out into the hills.
No, that's no life. Spin straw to gold? You're sure it's not a joke?
It's there in black and white, isn't it? All signed and sealed.
Oh, if only you'd had advice. Look, We've got to go to Hereford. So in the morning, we'll find counsel, someone to tell us what it all means and what's to be done.
We can try. Counsel costs money, though.
Here, open up the chest.
What are you going to do?
Open it. Now, hold the lid. We've 17 gold pieces, 5 silver.
But they're put by for your dowry.
My necklace and my ring, they'll fetch a bit.
No, no, put that ring back. That was your mother's. Put it all back.
And what will be the use of any of it if you're... if we're not to have a roof above our heads?
Elaine, it isn't any good. These people are too strong for us.
I don't care. I don't care how strong they are. I'll show them.
How will you do that?
I'll find something. Anything, anything. Oh, look. The sergeant's coming for us. We'd better go. Father, what is it? What are you looking at?
Just noticing the quiet. There goes the sun behind the hills, where the fox and the hare bid good night to one another, so they say. I wonder if I'll ever see it go down again.
Oh, you will, Father. I'll make it my business.
Come along, Miller. And you, miss, if you please.
This is the room, my lord. Some straw, a spinning wheel, and stool.
Have the girl brought up here and send the miller home.
Home, my lord?
Why, certainly. Think how anxiety will work on him, alone in the mill where he's accustomed to see his only child.
I understand. You there, bring the woman Elaine to us and have her father put outside the city gates.
Yes, sir.
You should also know, sir, that I have made all necessary arrangements concerning the fool.
Ah, he is in prison?
Of course. I was referring to his examination. The tribunal will sit tomorrow night in camera.
That's excellent.
My lord, the woman.
You should curtsy, girl.
Oh, yes.
So, now, mistress, your father has informed us of your skill. What you must do tonight is demonstrate it.
My lord, I believe you are mocking us, my father and me.
Mocking you? Why, no, I promise you. If there is mockery, it is in your father's mind. Certain statements made before us in the court display what I should term a very mocking disposition, eh, Probert?
Decidedly, my lord.
Sir, my father is an impulsive man. He took no advice. I beg you, let him stay until tomorrow to find counsel and be heard properly.
Enough. You know what you must do. There's your straw. There's your spinning wheel. You'll be locked in this room alone and placed under guard. At sunrise, I shall wait upon you. And if I find the straw spun all to gold, your father will be vindicated and no further charges preferred against him. I will go beyond that. I will place in his hands the titles to Skenfrith Mill in perpetuity. But if not...
My lord, it is not possible to spin straw to gold.
Madam, I am a just man. And when I hear a statement under oath, no matter how improbable, I am obliged to treat it with respect, as you see. Robert, the guard has his instructions.
Yes, my lord.
The executioner as well.
Yes. Oh.
Just as a precaution, mistress, I bid you good night. Come, Robert.
These are terrible men. Poor father, he had no chance at all, and nor have I. It's hopeless. Spin straw to gold. It sounds as if it ought to be a game. And yet our lives depend on it. They meant it, every word. Not a shadow of a smile between them. Oh, holy mother. Father Nicholas, giver of gold and friend of condemned men, hear me. Do you hear? Does anybody hear? Who's there?
Your servant, ma'am.
Who are you? Come where I can see. You're a dwarf. How did you get in?
down a moonbeam.
Nonsense.
Out of the earth.
More likely.
If you think so, then no doubt you're right.
I'm going to call the guard.
Don't trouble yourself. He's asleep.
How do you know?
I put him there. It happens wherever I go.
Not to me.
Quite. You're different. I can see. Do you find me beautiful?
Beautiful?
You will.
Who are you?
What's that to you?
It's a natural question, isn't it?
I never answer natural questions. Try again.
What am I supposed to ask?
My dear, if you don't know, I shan't detain myself.
Oh, go then. I never invited you.
What? But, girl, you said in words as clear as water, does anybody hear?
You mean you...
Why don't you tell me what you want?
I...
Come on.
It's hopeless.
Hopelessness is my speciality.
I have to spin this straw to gold. What's so funny?
Oh, is that all? Is that really all?
All? The thing's impossible.
Oh, don't you believe it?
You mean you spin straw to gold?
I do it constantly.
Well, then, if you really can, will you show me?
Show you? I should think not indeed.
Oh, but...
I'll not show you. I'll do it for you. At a price.
What sort of price?
That depends on what you've got.
Very little. But you're welcome to it all. Look, here's gold and silver. I know it isn't much.
It's worse than not much. It's nothing.
It's all I have.
What else is in the bag?
Nothing. Nothing you would want.
Show me. Tell me about these. Ah. This ring.
I had it from my mother when she died. It was for nursing her and to remember her by.
Did you love her?
Of course.
There's no of course about it. And this necklace.
An old woman gave it to me because I saved her sheep from drowning in a flood.
I see. It's quite a little straw, a mere nothing, really. I'll take the necklace. The ring will do for another time.
Another time?
I can spin for you three times.
Oh, once will be enough, I promise you.
Come once, come thrice, I've found. Give it me. What's the matter?
Nothing. It isn't really valuable.
That's right. If it were, I shouldn't ask for it. Now... you lie down and sleep.
Oh, may I not watch?
You may not.
But I'm not sleepy. Oh. Oh, but I am. Oh.
Lie down. Oh. Sleep now. Sleep.
Yes. Tell me something, dwarf.
Hush, then.
I meant to ask you, what does it really cost to spin straw to gold? What does it... Oh.
It costs your life, my lady. Nothing but your life.
So, it is as I thought, a fraud. You had your chance, my girl, and now... Oh, merciful Mother of God. Robert, Robert, come here.
Oh, my Lord, I can't help
you. Can't have pity on me.
Shh, quietly. Is it gold?
It certainly isn't straw.
Here, take this, run to the mint and have the royal assayer prove it.
Yes, sir.
Run, I said.
Yes, my Lord.
Young lady. Young lady.
Where am I? Father? Oh, no. The straw. Then it was true.
Now, mistress,
Who were your accomplices?
Accomplices?
You have friends, have you not? Influential friends, foreigners, no doubt, who in the night put this in place of straw.
No, my lord.
Come now.
I have no friends at all.
Then how was it done? Am I to believe that this impossibility...
My lord...
Be careful how you answer. The position is delicate.
I will tell you the truth.
I would advise it.
Well, I did have help.
As I thought. From whom? Speak, girl.
I don't know.
Come on. What man?
It was not a man.
A woman, then.
It was a dwarf, a thing that came out of the ground, I swear.
What are you? A witch? A sorceress?
No, my lord.
Oh, God! The archdeacon and his court shall hear of this. Oh, what am I saying? This is absurd. If this is gold, then by its nature it must be pure. The power that makes it must be pure. A child with such a power, what could she not do for me?
My lord.
Well, Covert.
It is gold.
Oh, praise be to God. We are indeed the witness of a miracle.
Yes, my lord.
A miracle, but my friend, of such possibilities.
Exactly so, sir. But your case is lost. How will you make the miller an example now?
Oh, good heavens, there are other millers. Don't you see the situation is completely changed? This girl commands a power, an astonishing power. Imagine it. This room, from wall to wall and floor to ceiling, packed with straw. Think of all that straw turned into gold. There is nothing we could not achieve.
Oh, that had not occurred to me.
The girl must spin again, no question. Young lady, we must test this matter further.
But you have tested it.
Yes, child, but now I'm in earnest. Now I am speaking in the way of faith and conscience.
I do not understand.
Elaine, you have spun straw to gold, which honors heaven and this kingdom, too. It should be widely known. But before that, there must be proof. Proof that beyond all reasonable doubt you...
Please, let me go home.
Yes. But first, you are to spin again.
My lord, I cannot...
Cannot? Why, what sort of power is this that cannot work a second time?
I can spin three times. I mean, I will not.
Will not? You will, my lady, for only by a second spinning under my own eyes am I to be convinced that you are on the side of God and not a witch. Need I continue?
I have no choice. I will try.
Good. And if, I should say when, you have succeeded, not only will the mill be safe, but in addition, you may make of me one request, no matter what. And I will grant it you.
Oh, my lord, she might ask for the gold.
Except, of course, to have the gold.
Oh, you can keep that.
Oh, there.
My lord!
Have this girl entrusted to some lady of the court. See that she's cared for and kept out of the way until we send for her again. And you, girl, not a word to anyone. If news of what you performed should get abroad, I cannot answer for your safety. You understand?
I understand, my lord.
Sure, old Blackadder does not intend to marry you.
Quite sure, my Lady Anne.
Well, then, perhaps you're... How should I put it? The legacy of a humble past. You know he's a tradesman's son. No doubt he contracted some youthful liaison, suitable enough at the time, though quite unfitting for a minister of state. And now in his old age, his heart softens. He brings his daughter to the court. Child of some worthy countrywoman, and a father till today unknown.
My father is Miller at Skenfrith. He is alive and well.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm sorry, Lady Anne.
Sorry?
If his existence offends you.
But it doesn't, my dear. You puzzle me. You aren't the old man's whore, and you aren't his bastard, so what are you? Perhaps you have some quite extraordinary accomplishment. A talent for embroidery. No? Or singing? Why, you little peasant, I'm almost driven to conclude you have no accomplishments at all.
Oh, yes, I have. I can cook and keep house and spin.
You call those accomplishments?
I can spin straw to gold.
You what? Don't lose your temper with me, girl. It simply makes you ridiculous. Spin straw to gold. Ah, I see my cousin come to look for me. You will excuse me, won't you? I'll send my maid to you. The pair of you will get on famously. Don't move from here. My dear, have you heard what that villainous old Blackadder is up to now?
Oh, I hate this place. It's no better than a prison.
More for some than others.
Who said that?
I said it.
Down here, at the grating. Look.
What are you doing there? Is that a dungeon?
Certainly not. There are no prisons in the marches. This is a place of limited liberty.
Who are you?
Nobody. I used to be King's fool. But you're the miller's daughter.
Yes, how did you know?
I heard you say so.
Oh, the King's fool, Gwion. Oh, yes, my father told me what you did for him.
For him? I did it for myself. When people get rough, I feel uncomfortable.
I don't believe you.
As you like. The question is, do I believe you? This spinning straw to gold.
Oh, but it's true. No, you're right. It wasn't me did it.
Now I believe you. Who did?
I don't know. A man. A dwarf.
A dwarf? What was his name?
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
And will he come again?
He'd better. I have to spin again. He said that if I didn't, he'd have me for a witch.
Who said?
The Chancellor.
I see. Young lady, listen.
Oh, there's someone coming. I should not have spoken to you. The Chancellor forbade it.
He'll not find out. Listen, can you hear me?
Yes.
You must make the dwarf tell you his name. You must do that.
Yes.
Gwion! Gwion! Gwion, are you there?
Oh.
Good morning.
Who are you?
Elaine.
Elaine?
Daughter of Thomas of Skenfrith, the miller.
Oh, you're the girl who, what was it? Spins straw to gold.
So everybody knows. Every Tom, Dick and Harry in the place. And he told me not to tell.
Who told you?
Lord Blackadder. Oh, but perhaps you're a friend of his.
I wouldn't say that, no.
Then how is it you know?
Well, how'd you think? I was in the court.
Oh, were you? You must have enjoyed that.
I...
Oh, yes, to watch a poor man tied in knots and made a fool of. What could be funnier?
I did not find it funny in the least.
Oh, then perhaps you might have stopped it. But nobody stopped anything, not even the king.
He tried.
Tried? Anyone can try. Why didn't he succeed?
Well, how should I know?
Well, aren't you one of his men, a counselor?
Oh,
but there you are. It's just what everybody says. The Chancellor has all the power. If I were king, I wouldn't stand for it.
No, I dare say you would not.
Why do you look at me like that?
I hope you've not been ill-treated.
Oh, no, thank you. I've been treated well enough. It's funny, really. You people brought me here to make a fool of me, and I'm the one who's made a fool of you.
In what way?
The way you said, I'm the girl who spins the straw to gold.
Do you mean to tell me...
Oh, but you knew that... Oh, God, what have I said?
No, nothing.
My lord, your majesty, this girl, I never thought... I was just...
You're the king.
Oh, please don't kneel. Nobody does that.
Well, then they ought to. Oh, why did you not say...
Stand up. So, you spin straw to gold. That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Oh, no, Your Grace, oh,
forgive her, sir. A poor country girl, she knows no better. She imagines things. I'll see she doesn't trouble you again. Come with me, please, Elaine. How could you be so stupid? You knew you were to speak to nobody but me.
The miller's daughter. Who would have thought? Well. Gwion. Gwion.
I'm here.
Ah, good. The jailer put you in the garden tower. At least he obeys me. Wait. I have a key for the grating.
What's this? Am I free?
Only for an hour. Blackadder has gone to the treasury.
What do you want with me?
Just to see you and know that you are well.
I am very well.
I miss you. Is there something wrong with that?
Then give orders for my release.
Oh, I can't. You know I can't.
As they say, the Chancellor has all the power.
Oh, you heard that. Did you speak with the girl?
We had a talk.
I see. Gwion, who is she?
She told you.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I seem to know her. She's very beautiful. And then she says she's... Turn the straw to gold. Has she? Is it true?
Apparently.
But how? It must have been a trick.
Blackadder thinks not.
Oh, what then? She's a witch.
It seems she has a power. Or it has her.
What kind of power?
I don't know. Despair, perhaps.
But if she's spun, why is she still here?
Ah, that's where your Chancellor comes in. He'll have her spin again and threatens her with charges of sorcery if she refuses.
I might have guessed. Guion, what am I to do?
What would you like to do? Marry her?
Daughter of a miller, Guion, I cannot marry a girl like that.
Why not? You know her, you just said as much. She touched what passes for your heart. There, the Chancellor will find you a more fitting wife, another mare. But who will nay this time?
All right, she touched me. I've never seen a girl so beautiful. You seriously think...
I think nothing, let alone a thing that is serious.
Now wait. I begin to see. If she can spin for him, for Blackadder, then she
go
can...
on.
Yes, she can spin for me as well. And then the gold is mine, I am my own master, and can do whatever I wish. What do you say to that, eh? I'll be free of the treasury. Powerful, and can choose my queen, my own. And there'll be nothing he can do. That's the answer, isn't it, Guion?
That is the one reason not to marry her.
But haven't I just said...
Which do you want, the gold or the girl?
Both.
You can't have both. No, listen. These are different things. They do not come together.
I don't seem to understand. How can I marry at all if I have no independence? No, I've made up my mind. Let her spin tonight for Blackadder, and tomorrow she shall spin for me, but twice as much, and I shall marry her.
Little king, please listen to
me. Little king, I am tired of being little king and listening. This time I shall listen to myself.
For that you need a self to listen to.
Well, I have to live my own life, haven't I? Besides, if you really knew what you were at, you wouldn't be in jail.
Well, child, begin spinning. Pay no heed to me. I have my papers. Now, what is the matter? Does my presence worry you?
If I am watched, I don't think anything will happen.
I shall face the other way. Oh, come now, you mustn't weep. I'm your friend. I wish that you should have every opportunity to prove your power. So tell me what I must do to make it easy for you.
Leave me on my own.
You know, I cannot do that. But I shall move as far away as possible, and you can act as if I were not here.
I will try.
You're a pretty child, a very pretty child. Why do you draw back? Do not think ill of me. I am old, I know. And I may seem harsh, but I'm not in myself. Harsh things have to be done. Duties, government. Oh, please try to think better of me. You're so beautiful, I wish. My dear, I have a fine house, the finest, and servants and treasures. I would ask nothing of you, only to be there. You could be a daughter to me.
Oh, help me, help, help, help.
Oh, my eyes. I can't see. I can't open them. I'm falling. Save me.
Is it you?
Just in time, hey girl. Oh. My, how you do shout. Oh, yes, under the Black Mountain I heard you. And I came. Few queens enjoy such service.
Queen? Why do you call me queen?
Did I? Oh, surely not. I made comparisons, that's all. Now, what have we tonight? A room full of straw, greedy. But no matter, the bargain is with you, and I will keep it. Give me the ring. Come on, then.
First, I have a request.
What?
That you tell me your name.
Was that in our agreement, lady?
What agreement? We have no agreement.
Oh, yes, we do, and you know it.
Tell me your name, and I will give you the ring.
Will you now? And then what will you give me for the gold? Or maybe you no longer need it. And yet his lordship will expect gold, don't you think? Now, above all, to salve his pride. Besides, what interest is my name to you? Or could it be that you were told to ask for it?
Speak!
Oh, I was told.
Who told you?
All right. The king's fool, I know.
How did you know?
I know most things, girl. Most things that you know. I know the king is young and penniless and beautiful. And what if he were rich and strong and beautiful?
Why do you look at me like that?
Come on, come on. You have a choice. My name or the gold. Which will you have?
But I have to have the gold.
If you say so. Give me the ring, then. Thank you. Now, you sleep.
No, wait. Dwarf, tell me. Is it evil to spin straw to gold, or good?
And if I told you, would you know the difference then? Oh, by the way, I have the second payment. What will be the third?
There will not be a third.
Come twice, come thrice, they say in old wives' tale. Now, sleep. Lie down. Lie down and sleep, great queen. Sleep. Yes, that's the way it goes. I offer them my name. They choose the gold, knowing what they do. Oh, yes, they know. In the pit of the heart, they even know who I am.
My lord! Lord Blackadder!
Oh, dear God, who hit me?
My lord, open up. The king is on his way.
The king? Oh, no, wait, wait. Gold, all turned to gold. Let it be the devil's work for all I care.
Come in, ma'am.
Now, what's all
my
this?
My lord.
Quietly, quietly. Don't wake the girl.
Sir, the king has heard of the gold spinning.
Hmm? How?
I don't know, but he's bent on seeing for himself. I've done my best to make it appear trivial, but...
Help me.
My lord, what are you doing?
Help. Don't argue. Pile this by the spinning wheel. Quietly. More. Now, listen... There is no point in our denying the matter. So we will let the king see a little and pretend that it is all. Now, shut the door and lock it. Give me the key. That's it.
The room, then, is it really full?
As you saw, from floor to ceiling.
But she will know how much she's spun.
Perhaps I shall instruct her what to say.
Oh, sir, would it not be better to confess? The king will be guided by you.
I am no longer sure of that. Ever since Gwyn put me in the moat.
Oh, my lord, a little thing like
little.
That.
Little? Besides, it is the little things that diminish a man.
Well, tonight we shall diminish him by a head.
I'm glad. Not a moment too soon. Probert, I sometimes wonder if you fully understand. If all goes well, this kingdom could be mine. You could be my chancellor.
See, he's in the courtyard now.
Go down. Delay him. Hurry.
Yes, my lord.
Elaine? Have you been awake for long?
Oh, no. I have just this minute woken.
Good. You slept soundly, and I'm sure you've deserved it. Look what you have done.
Is that all?
Should there be more?
What became of all the straw?
Gold is heavy, straw is light. Weight for weight, no doubt, they are the same.
Yes, but on the first night...
Child, where is the difficulty? You must have seen how much was spun.
No, I am not allowed.
Then you must take my word for it. And now prepare yourself. The king has heard of your skill and will be here directly.
The king?
He has been informed.
Elaine, I made it clear that you should reveal to nobody anything that happened in this room. You have observed that, I trust?
If the king has heard, it was not I who told him.
So I should hope. I have to tell you, my mind is not yet easy concerning the nature of your power, and much depends on your behavior now. Ah, here is His Majesty.
My lord, the king.
Sir, I am delighted that news of our miracle should have come to you.
Are you, Lord Chancellor? Your secretary seemed far from pleased.
Oh, your grace, I knew his lordship had hoped to break the news in person.
Yes, quite so. It is a little strange that you should have had it from some other mouth.
Very strange indeed.
Your grace, you see how well this business has turned out. Thomas the Miller is safe and his mill, and I was able to persuade this young lady to put her powers at the service of the state to the tune of, what would you say, Probert? 100,000 crowns?
How?
I beg your pardon, sir?
How did you persuade her? Or has she done it out of charity?
The child is well disposed, my lord, but... No, your majesty is perfectly correct. I promised her yesterday that she might ask for anything she wished.
Anything within reason.
Oh, yes, quite so.
If it is within reason, it'll not be worth having. Has she made her choice?
Not yet, my lord. Come then, Elaine, ask for whatever you wish. Land or possessions, treasures, wines, rich clothing.
I don't know.
Think carefully.
What should I say? I know. I'll have Gwion the Welshman set free.
Well chosen.
Gwion? But he is the tower. The garden tower. And she was... Oh, no, my lord, it is not lawful.
But Lord Chancellor, you have given your word.
Sir, that a man like that should live endangers your whole realm.
Why? Was he to die?
I believe he was. Just as I woke, I heard them say...
How was I not told?
Sir, I act for the greatest good.
You think so? You think it good to threaten helpless girls with charges of sorcery?
Your grace, you realize a man must often say more than he means.
You did not mean that Gwion should be killed.
I...
Go to your house, Lord Chancellor. Stay there. My officers shall wait upon you, and you shall deliver them your seal.
Your Majesty. I trust I may advise you when you are in a better frame of mind.
Get out, and take your henchman with you.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Ah.
Your Majesty.
Elaine.
Forgive me, I've said everything wrong. I've made trouble for you.
There was trouble already. All you did was give me courage to face up to it.
I did.
Elaine, I must talk to you. Wait, stay where you are. Sit down. Now, listen to me. Will you help me throw him down, the Chancellor?
Throw him
down? Either he governs, or I am to be king.
Oh, yes, you must be king.
Well, then.
But you have just this moment dismissed him.
Oh, that was a gesture. You see, his men are everywhere. Whether he is chancellor or no, they control the treasury. Without them, I am helpless. With them, I have no power.
Then what can I do?
Is this all the gold? His servants say they filled a room with straw.
They did, in there. But he said...
Bring me that axe. Above you on the wall.
Oh.
Spun gold.
I knew it.
Oh, God. It's even worse than I had thought. Listen to me now, Elaine, and help me. Do you trust me? Do you like me, even?
Yes.
Well, then, try to understand why I am asking this. Please, will you spin for me?
For you now.
Tonight, if you will spin as much again, I will...
Yes, go on.
Let me begin again. I want you for my wife. Yes, to be queen, if you will have me.
If I will spin.
No.
But that is how you put it.
No. No, it's you I want. From the moment I met you in the garden. Elaine, you know that.
Do I?
Look at me. We both know it.
Then why must I spin? then? Haven't you enough in there?
Oh, that isn't mine. That's the treasury's, Blackadder's. Don't you see, I must beat him by the rules of his own game. I must be richer than my treasury and in my own right. Without that, he will crush me. He will crush us both.
Both?
Elaine, I am the only man in the kingdom who can save you. You are the only woman who can save me. Very well, there it is. But there is also this bond between us which neither of us can deny. Can we?
No. But how can I be a queen?
Why not? You have it in you. I'm sure you have. Gwion said you had.
Gwion? You need a fool to tell you who?
He's no one's fool.
And did he also say I ought to spin?
Yes. Yes, he did. He said you had a power, but not as if you were a witch. He said that it was good.
He said that? All right, I'll do it. I'll spin.
Oh, thank God. But listen, Elaine, we'll be married in any case. There are no conditions, do you understand? So when you spin, think of it as a gift to me.
Very well. Oh, but what if I can't spin?
Why, we should just have to be poor. But you can, can't you?
Yes, this is the last time. Oh, God!
What's the matter?
Will you let me have a ring of yours?
A ring? Why, yes, here are three. Which do you want?
Which one is dearest to you?
This. It was my father's. Take it.
Oh.
Is anything the matter?
No, everything will be all right.
You're very beautiful. I must go. I'll send women to look after you. I'll see you in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Not till then.
Then we shall celebrate. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A smile. That's better.
I nearly forgot there has to be a price. Oh, dear God, he called me queen last night. He knew. Finish it and leave me in peace. I called you. Did you not hear? All right. Don't come then. There you are. Why did you not come?
Oh, Majesty. You were not counting on me, were you, girl?
Why should I count on you?
I do not come where I am counted on. Now. What have we tonight? Oh, this room and the next.
Yes. Is it too much? This time is different.
Nothing is too much, my dear. And least of all the diary on which many things depend.
Oh, I am afraid of you. You are so old and ugly and so quick.
Majesty, I am what you let me be.
I? How can I let you be anything?
Time will tell. Or it may not. Let's finish with it, eh? Hand me the price and done. You have a price, I take it.
Oh, yes. This.
And what might this thing be?
A ring. A very valuable ring.
Child, this is no price.
Why not?
It is already mine. I earned it. Oh. Did you take it for the gift of love?
But I had it from the king. Oh, God. Oh, very well, then. Leave it. Forget the spinning. I don't care. The king will marry me in any case. He will marry me for myself.
And what is that, if not what I have made you? Girl, without the gold, you are a lost woman, as very well you know.
If you will not take the ring, what will you take?
That's better. Well, now,
Let me see. How about...
I'll give you anything.
In that case, let us say, your firstborn child.
What?
Provided it's a boy. Mind you, you're bound to have a girl.
Are you laughing at me?
Am I?
Well, you must be. Nobody would pay a price like that. It's not reasonable.
It's worse than not reasonable. It's outrageous.
You are laughing at me. Are you? Oh, please.
When people laugh, they understand one another.
Help me to understand.
Why, certainly. Consider the evidence. All I've done for you. Did I not come to you in your hour of need? Did I not save you from the senile attentions of the Chancellor? Are these the actions of an enemy? And there's more. For worthless gifts, mere trinkets, I have given you gold beyond the dreams of Babylon.
You put things strangely, but you have been good to me. In a way, you comfort me. I wonder, could it be... Are you trying to tell me that...
Go on.
That really there's no price at all? I do believe that, see?
So many things are matters of belief.
Oh, bless you. I always knew that you were good at heart.
I am the jewel in the head of the toad.
Yes, yes, that's it.
So... I may spin. It is agreed.
Agreed.
Good. Take back your ring. It would not do to give away the king's first gift, your betrothal ring.
Oh, no. Oh, you're kind.
A kiss. Anyone who saw us would say it was me you were marrying. Now sleep, girl, sleep. That's the way. Why, there you go, all safe, for it was all in fun. No reasonable man will ask a price that can't be paid, or if he does, why, who will hold the debtor to it? Oh, great queen, you could also say that people laughing do not understand at all. I tell you, I shall have what I have bargained for, precisely that. We are contracted, you and I.
Session is ended. Rise for His Majesty. Let the court be cleared.
Let the court be cleared.
Another day done. Was I right, Gwion? Instead of throwing that last wretched fellow to the flames, I sent him home to take instruction from his priest.
Great King, your justice is a model to the world.
You call me great now with less respect than when you called me little.
My lord, with no respect at all. A little king has possibilities. Once he is great, he has none.
No, Gwion, you can't tease me out of a good temper. He must be the happiest man on earth. Look at all I have. A kingdom at peace. Wealth. A lovely wife. And now, to crown it, I have a son. And there's more. That old tyrant, Blackadder, stays at home and minds his own business. And I have a good friend who could be my new chief minister if only you would...
Lord, Lord, how you repeat yourself.
Only because you make me... Oh, Gwion, I am serious. Be serious with me.
My lord, you know I do not have the gift.
In all but name, you are chancellor already.
Let it stay that way. How can I advise you if you name me? Once named, I am your thing, your prisoner, your man.
Gwion, I wish now that you accept this title from me. If you refuse, I must compel you.
Compel me? How will you do that?
I will not be laughed at. For the first time in a quarter of a century, this kingdom is governed with some semblance of mercy.
Semblance, yes.
The edifice is founded on straw.
It is founded on justice and mercy and wealth. And now on an assured succession.
And on love.
On love, of course.
What would the queen reply to that?
Queen?
Oh, great physician of the realm. How is it that your wife is sick?
Sick? How sick? The midwife swore...
I mean in the heart.
Though she is worn out. What with her father's death and carrying the child, the labor...
Yes, yes, things have been difficult. But how long since you spent a day with her as you used? An afternoon? An hour even?
When women are with child, they prefer the company of their own sex. It's natural.
But how long? And why is it that since her father's death, the queen has kept her room and nobody has spoken with her?
The situation concerns no one but myself.
I had heard otherwise.
What do you mean?
My lord, you are king. You may pick your own friends.
How dare you?
Oh, but I compliment you on your taste. The Lady Anne is beautiful.
The Lady Anne is nothing to me. My God, I lose a chancellor. I gain a fool. One tyranny replaces another.
Your Majesty.
What do you want?
The Lord Blackadder presents his compliments to your Majesty.
Blackadder?
Yes, your Grace.
Go on.
He offers his excuse that he has not until today addressed you in the matter of your son and heir. He was not sure that your Majesty would welcome his approach. He hopes now you will accept his felicitation in the spirit in which they are offered. My lord, what answer shall I give my master?
Tell Lord Blackadder we accept his loyal message. Tell him we shall be happy to receive him in person and, yes, to hear from him how he considers he can best serve us.
My lord?
Why do you look at me like that, Guion?
Would you rather see my back?
Oh, why not? You either serve me as I wish or not at all.
John?
Who's there? Elaine?
John, it's me.
Anne.
Had you forgotten we are to hunt today? Oh.
My lady.
Little fool, I told you never to come in here.
I saw the servant leave. I thought...
Oh. Guion, you said yourself, my friends are my affair. Guion? Come back. You go when I tell you. Guion!
Why do you let him treat you like that? You should forbid him.
I'll do more than that. I'll banish him.
There now, there's my beautiful. Madam, madam.
What is it, nurse?
Shall I bring the baby to you now?
Oh, later. What is it? What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's quite safe, my lady. Look, quite safe and well. You mustn't fret yourself like that.
You must never leave him, nurse. Not for a single instant.
Now, don't you worry.
Oh, see who that is.
Madam, it is the king and Lord Blackadder, madam. Will you speak to them?
Tell them to come in.
My lords.
Your Majesty.
How are you, Elaine?
I am well.
Better?
I was not ill.
Quite so. And the boy?
He's doing fine, sir. He's a fine boy. Takes his nourishment. No trouble to anyone.
I'm glad. Lord Blackadder expressed a wish to greet you, Elaine. I thought you would not object.
My lord.
Madam, it gives me great pleasure to know that you're safely delivered of a son and to see you in good health.
Thank you.
I myself, as no doubt you know, have been in indifferent health for many months. The strains of office begin to tell, but your news has brought me out again. And I believe I shall now go along famously. I may even prove myself of use once again.
Is that so? Forgive me, talking tires me. Good day to you, my lord.
Madam, good day. I would not have believed it. She looks like a ghost. Perhaps the birth was difficult.
They say not.
One cannot always tell.
She seemed so robust.
That class of girls so often does. Forgive me, sir. I should perhaps...
No, I know. Sometimes I think I never should have... There, what's done is done.
There are ways out of most things if one has a mind to it.
Go now. I must speak to her, but I will send for you again. There are many things to consider.
You can rely on me, Your Grace.
Elaine, have you nothing to say to me? Nurse, leave us.
Sir.
I have come to the end of my patience.
I am sorry.
Sorry?
How is the sweet Lady Anne?
Thank you, she is well. Oh, you can look at me.
I do not often get the opportunity.
No? Do you ever ask yourself why not? Elaine, it is not my fault. As God is my judge, I have tried to be a husband to you, and what have you done? What kind of a wife have you been to me? You drew away from me almost to the start. Your face became a mask. I couldn't get at you. Isn't that true? You know it is, and then you blame me that I neglect you for Anne and all that crew. Very well, so I do, but at least they have a little gaiety. They make the time go by. What's wrong with us, Elaine? Why have you gone away from me?
You know the reason.
I know one reason, and it's not enough.
Not enough. With father gone, and never calling for me, preferring to have strangers round him when he died.
Yes, I know. I understand it, but it's still not enough. Well, is it? I thought perhaps it had to do with carrying the child, but here he is quite safe and sound. Oh. Now it's even worse between us than it was.
Oh, God.
Elaine, what is it? Oh. Speak to me. You are ill. They've lied to me. Something has gone wrong.
I am not ill, I promise you. John, be patient just a little more.
Patient? Patient for what?
Listen, it is almost Michaelmas. If by Christmas nothing has happened, then it will be all right.
What do you mean? What should happen?
I mean that if the child...
With what? He's not sick.
No.
What then? Is there some danger? There is. I can see it. What is it? A deformity? A contagion? Is it that? Tell me.
It's not that.
Elaine, I have to know. This child is my son and heir. My heir, do you understand?
He is your son.
Is he not my heir? Or even my own son, perhaps.
He is our son, as well you know. Whether he will be your heir, I cannot say, because I promised him.
Promised him? To who? Well, to the monks, you mean, the white monks at Dore for safe delivery. Oh, my dear, what's that but a formality?
I promised him for the gold.
You mean...
He had to pay. My God, you never asked. You never even asked yourself how it was done.
Tell me what happened.
That first night, when I was shut up alone, I cried out. I was in despair. And he came to me.
Who came?
A dwarf. Hideous he was. I gave him a necklace and he spun. Then I gave my mother's ring. The third night, your night...
Go on.
I offered him the ring you gave me. He would not take it. He said he'd have my firstborn child. If it were a son.
And you?
I thought it was a game.
Why did you not tell me this?
I was afraid.
If I said I'd marry you with the gold or not, did you not believe me?
Yes, no. Oh, John, I have been nearly mad.
This is absurd. Impossible. You were not well. The strains of these last months have been too much. You've imagined the whole affair. Oh. Who's there?
Oh, Jesus.
Behold, the Redeemer is come.
Who are you? How did you get in? I abjure you as you are a fiend or creature of the pit in the name of our Savior. Stephen, die!
Oh, John, my love!
No, stand back! Let me get at him!
Are you hurt?
Stand back, King!
Spare yourself. I am as if surrounded by a wall of crystal.
So, what my wife has said is true.
Quite so, Your Majesty. Your son has promised me... And I have come for him.
My son.
Not only promised, Majesty, but the bargain sealed with a loving kiss.
No.
Yes, lady, yes.
A kiss. You kissed this stone.
No. Yes, but I thought... Oh, John...
Take your hands off me. You are unclean. What have you done to me?
I didn't know. I did it for you, for our happiness.
Happiness. Happiness. I regret the day I saw you. The moment I spoke to you. Every act and word between us, I regret it. Find some other price. Give yourself. But not my son.
Oh, put him down. Let go of him. It isn't any use.
Out of my way.
No, no, wait. Send for Gwion. He will help us.
If Gwion were the last remaining man on earth, I wouldn't turn to him.
Why not?
He recommended you.
Gwion is banished, lady. Did you not know?
Oh, pity on me.
Pity? What is that?
Don't take my son. Take me instead.
How can I take what is already mine?
I am not yours.
Let us not argue it. Time will show.
What will you take?
The price agreed upon.
You can't. It's inhuman.
Yes, my girl. But so am I.
You have deceived me.
Not I, great queen. It was you who did that.
I did? Whether I did or no, I'll not give in.
Majesty, your son is forfeit, and you will end up at the stake. Why resist me when you cannot?
Because you are there.
Lady, it is too late. I have you by the throat, and to prove it, I will... I will give you one more chance.
You... Oh, thank God.
Ah, poor child, you grasp at it, although in reality it is no chance at all.
Why give it to me then?
To show you my contempt.
A chance is a chance. Tell it me and we shall see.
Find out my name and you may keep the child.
Your name?
I'll be lenient. On three successive evenings at this hour, I shall return, and you may tell me what you have discovered. Then on the third, when you have failed again, the child is to be mine.
But I asked your name before, and you...
I offered it. Oh, you were easily fobbed off. And why? You thought you knew the Gwion said to you, find out the name, find out. You chose not to insist. I tell you, girl, I am what you have let me be. If you had grappled with me, how different we might have all been today.
And now, is it possible to know your name?
Oh, it is possible, but much too painful now.
Painful?
We are so close.
I don't care what pain there is. I shall find out.
And how, my lady, will you set about it,
I shall call the learned men.
I don't remember that I've told them.
If they fail, I shall call the soothsayers, the magicians.
Worse and worse. Oh, child. Look at me. Look into my eyes. You know. You know. Ah, well. Until tomorrow, then.
Oh, Gwion. Gwion, come back.
Of the law. Tell me my name.
Fiend! You are a pseudo Balthazar!
Wrong! Wrong! One chance gone. Soothsayers, magicians of the realm of March and land westwards, tell me my name.
Answer me!
checkmate.
It's no use. We shall never discover the name. Light the fire for me now and have done.
There's one more chance.
There is no chance at all and never was.
Dear God.
Forgive me.
No. You forgive me. I led you into this.
Oh, don't say that. Oh,
but I did. I made you spin. I told you it was Guyon's will. That was a lie.
Yes, I knew it was.
And I knew you knew. Guyon was right. We built on straw. I'd like to tell him that. I'd like to talk with him.
My lord, I am here.
Who's there? Another damn cleric. Friar, I ordered
it's
you...
Guyon.
Guyon?
My lord, I heard your summons. To all the sorcerers of the marches. And since I am one of them...
Oh, Guyon, I prayed and prayed that you would come.
We both prayed. I was ashamed to send for you by name. Now we are beaten.
Oh, no, not yet.
Do you know the name?
I know it, but do you...
Tell it me.
I can't do that.
Guyon.
You have to find it for yourself. If I told you, you would never believe it. I can tell you where it might be found.
Yes.
But I warn you, even that will be no use unless one of you knows where to look.
Well, tell us that.
It is said that such names are to be learnt in the still places of the world. Places where a man may sit and hear his own true voice.
What sort of places?
Why, where the lion and the lamb lie down at peace. Or where the hawk and the red breast roost on the same bough. Or where the fox and the hare bid...
The fox and the hare?
Bid good night to one another. You know a place like that?
Oh, God, it lies right by my home. Right by the mill, where the sun falls in the cleft of the hills. My father showed it me that dreadful night when we were brought to Hereford.
Well, could you find it now?
Yes.
Then come. Come.
It's here. Is it right?
The stream. The pool. Yes.
Well, tell me what to do.
Nothing yet.
But we are in a hurry.
What's that to anyone but us? Sit down and rest. You've ridden hard.
Oh. I used to play here with the other children of the village. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't talk.
Talk away.
I remember endless summer afternoons. My mother was alive then. There were no cares, no thought for the morrow. We made boots out of twigs and leaves, and away they'd go over the rocks and out of sight. And then later, as we went home, we'd find them, some of them, wrecked on pebbles or stuck in backwaters, or sunk. It's like a prophecy, although we never thought it. Is it time?
Yes, it's time. Come over here. Kneel down. Now, look into the pool.
Look, why look?
Do as I say.
I can't see anything. I don't know what I'm looking for. Is there writing somewhere or what? Or...
Lady, be brave. The water is a mirror.
Oh, dear Mother of God.
What do you see?
My clothes, my hands, my hair.
And then?
I can't see.
You must.
The face is the dwarf's.
I do not intend to wait all night.
You gave her three guesses. The third is still to come unless you wish to break the agreement.
Why should I, when she's sure to lose?
Perhaps.
Where has she gone? What have you done? What is this last desperate throw?
She has gone to Skenfrith.
Skenfrith?
To her home.
Who told her to do that?
Guyon.
He was banished.
He came back. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Do not presume. I have great power.
I am not easily found out.
Elaine, what happened? Have you...
My lord, leave her.
Is she ill?
Leave her.
Dwarf, look at me.
So you know me, lady, do you? You know me. So let it be. So let it be.
What's happening, Gwion? The lights are going out. Hello there.
Hush, my lord. Wait.
It is over, great queen. I am finished. Finished.
Gwion, are you there?
Here. Look, the lights are burning up again.
What's the matter with the dwarf? Is he dead?
There is no dwarf. It's nothing but a suit of clothes.
The queen! Elaine! She's falling! Elaine, my love. Fetch help.
No, hold her. Hold her tight. That's what she needs.
She's still breathing. It's a faint. Gwion, are we safe?
Safe. Until the next time.
Oh, poor Elaine. How beautiful she is. I had forgotten. Wake up, my darling. Wake up.
Hold on to her, Lord King. Two are better than one. And now the child is yours. The gold is yours. So is the kingdom. You have come through.
Oh, Gwion, I shall never distrust you again.
I'll be careful not to give you cause. Lord King, I ought to tell you there are other dwarves in other suits of clothes. And in the end, we fight alone.
Let them come. We shall be ready.
You won't, my lord. No one ever is. They never play the same game twice. God go with you, little king.
Elaine.
What is it? Where am I?
Here with me. Quite safe.
The child.
He's safe as well. Look. The dwarf has disappeared.
The dwarf? Water. Bring me water.
Gently, gently now.
Water in a bowl.
Hello there.
My lord?
Bring a bowl of water for the queen.
Water! Give it here.
Your majesty.
What are you doing? What are you looking at?
My own reflection. My own face. Thank you. Take the bowl away.
Your Majesty.
Where's Gwion?
He's here. He was here. Gwion?
My lord, the Welshman's gone away.
Gone?
He said to tell your Majesty and you, ma'am, you especially.
Has he gone for good?
I think so, yes.
And we are alone.
In a way?
You and I. I'm a little afraid. You?
A little.
So, how shall we begin?
In The Gold Spinners by David Wade, the part of Elaine was played by Elizabeth Proud, King John by David Buck, Gwion by Dudley Jones, the Dwarf by Kerry Francis, Blackadder James Thomason, Thomas of Skenfrith Douglas Blackwell, Probert Anthony Hall, the Nurse Catherine Parr, and the Lady Anne by Polly Murch. Other parts were played by Gordon Faith and George Raystrick. The music was composed by David Kane, and played by David Munro, James Tyler, and Barry Quinn. The producer was Norman Wright.